Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Maria McGee, Aviv, Caitlin Porter, Cheshire Savant, Kevin Cantu, Michael Geese, Emily Hannigan, Anne Elitson, Greg McMullen, Björn Jaeger. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 130. Meat.
Do you mind?
What? No.
Excellent.
Why a tape recorder? Why not digital?
Well, there's nothing wrong with tape. A bit old-fashioned, but I suppose so am I.
Right. Yes, that's fine. It is all fine.
Are you quite ready?
Will it help?
I'm sorry?
Telling my story to you. Will it help with the nightmares?
If that's your primary goal, my dear, I would suggest you speak to a qualified counsellor. We can suggest one, if you like. That said, I do believe most people find the process of giving a statement to be rather cathartic. And whatever nightmares your experience has left you with, I'm sure they won't be bothering you much longer.
Okay, then. So, what do I do?
Let's start with your name.
Oh, Lucia Wright.
And what is your statement regarding?
Just, a hole filled with meat.
Gertrude Robinson recording, December 19th, 2008. In your own time.
Right, okay, so, I was on holiday, actually. Meant to be, at least. No, I was. Whatever happened later, it was technically a holiday. Sorry. I'm rambling. I like to travel when I can. I'm not one of those people who can take months and months and go swimming with dolphins or climb Machu Picchu. My job is very high pressure. Well, it was. The point is, I used to take a lot of city breaks, spending a long weekend flying off to anywhere decent flights and seeing the sights. I generally try to take in an art gallery, a few of the best restaurants the guidebook recommends, and somewhere with a decent view of the whole city. And, of course, a couple of churches. I've always had an odd relationship with churches. I suppose I was raised Church of England, but my parents were never very involved with it, and when I told them that I wanted to stop going when I was 14, they didn't make a fuss. I had a few years as an angry atheist, but when I was about 20, I swung back the other way a bit and became pretty fascinated with religion. Not in a belief sense, but I found it all really